I'm in an aspiration community talking with some residents about their lives and about Orovio Radio. I'm going to begin with Raju. Raju, yes. Tell me something about yourself and about Orovio Radio.
Well, my name is Raju, and I've been living in aspiration community for many years, and I think Orville Radio is a good thing for Orville. I think it's very useful to have radio for communication, to address problems, to communicate and listen to people's voices and stuff like that.
You think there are some important issues that your daily life advises that Orville Radio should address?
No, it's normally we should talk about our problems in a transparent way, and we try to solve our problems, and we should also not forget why we came to Orville, and we should also base our solutions based on on the charter of Orville.
Thank you, Raju. Sharma, tell us something about yourself and about Radio Orville.
Thank you for giving the opportunity to say something about myself and the Orville. I came in Orville in March 1998 and have started the work first to the Orville Electrical Service. After the 5 years to work for the Electrical Service, I have joined to the Orville Health Center, where my qualifications was matches exactly for the community service because I have done this type of same service in Nepal. And then during the working of the health center, I was like for the emergency receptions for attending the phone call. I mean, assistance of administration's work for the night activities. We used to receive many drunkards from the villages in the night. We will have only one driver for ambulance, one driver, one nurse for emergency aid, and I have to see all around after the day activities. So I work nearly 10 years to the health center in the night, and daytime I joined to the Purthus supermarket. I was the manager for the snack bar. So in the day activities, I have done there around 5 years in Purthus. So that time I used to serve the organic food, organic fresh refreshment juices, organic thali plate for the Aravillians, and then whoever wants to come. So that time it was very good business interactions with the Aravillian and Araville people with the Purthus, because the people, they really like what I have been make the delicious food and then juices, then breakfast. So after the 5 years, I thought, okay, I should change something because it's boring for me to just sailing in this kind of organizations. And then in 2007, I have been joined to EcoPro. Before it was in Aruvannam. And 2007 January, I have been started to work with Dr. Lucas Dengel. I mean, in EcoPro, the initiative days. My role to the EcoPro and my role to the Orville, from those days, fully for ecological prosperity, the waste management, how to do the waste management. In my working to the health center, I always seen many patients, like for diarrhea, fever, you know, so the daily the basis, you know, the malaria. Actually, they don't have the proper sanitation facilities in the village for the drinking systems. So that is why we should give the awareness campaign to the people in the village. And then I was just searching that options where I can join and do the better service for the community. And then I joined to the EcoPro. And there we have been focusing our activities for organic farming, making composting very fertile compost to the soil to make better productions, quality and quantity. And at the same time, we have been doing the many projects, like for eco-sanitations, eco-sent toilet, and waste water management project, the funding by the UNICEF, and then lot of other projects, let's say for biodynamic organic farming, biodynamic farming, the concept from the Steiner. I have been conducted and I have been get the training one in the Kodaikanal. And then after, I like very much that program also. So now we are teaching to the farmers how to do proper organic farming and good valuable composting in the concept of biodynamic farming.
So you think that Aurovir Radio can have a role in those matters?
Aurovir Radio should be involved what we are doing actually in the grassroots project in Aurovir and then bio in outreach villages. We will be happy to share our knowledge not only with the Aurovir Radio, with other media also. They must learn what EcoPro is doing for the environment improvement, let's say for ecological waste management, solid waste management, wastewater treatment, organic farming, and we are promoting effective microorganisms, which are called beneficial microorganisms. This is one of the very best tools to doing the organic farming, composting, wastewater treatment, solid waste management, and then other disaster control, disaster management, and polluted water bodies treatment. So this is one of the best tools, which is purely organic and certified product.
Mm. Do you think that besides that organic food and the problems you are dealing with, the Aurovir Radio can have other roles and address other issues in Aurovir?
Yeah, we are doing the awareness campaign time to time into the different place to promote the organic food, which is the lively project what we are doing, because of the health package, we have to promote the organic food. What we are eating in the daily in our plate, we have to think either this is the organic food or this is the chemical food, what we are eating and what we are feeding to the community. So there, we want to love and we want to do the more and more activities, focusing our activities to do the organic productions. And for that, we are teaching our full strength and full motivation and full focusing. We are focusing for only the organic product and cultivations and giving more and more awareness and practices for organic farming.
Do you have, besides those, any more suggestion to the radio team to develop?
Well, they have to be, they can encourage those kind of program and then project. And I suggest them to not to limit the activities where in Aurovir, the many other people in the world, they are expecting the Aurovir should be the sample for old. So what we have to do here, all these sustainable practices and the concept of biodiversity, so what we are doing, what we are experiencing in here in Aurovir, so we can share this experience with the old, so they can happily get more knowledge what we are doing from here.
Thank you very much, Sharma. Thank you.
Most welcome. Thank you.